Okay, this is Natalie Olson, and I'm here today with Jackie Oliver. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2016, and we are in the office of the director at the Desert Caballeros Western Museum. Thanks for joining us today, Jackie.
You're welcome.
All right, let's start with a little bit about your background. Where and when were you born?
Yeah, I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, on April 8th, 1953.
And was your family living in Phoenix at the time?
My family actually lived in Gilbert at the time, which in 1953 wasn't much more than a gas station and a little bit of nothing. He farmed there. Okay. So
what brought your family to Wickenburg?
Actually, I've never lived in Wickenburg, but I grew up in Congress. My dad was a ranch manager, and he worked in People's Valley for a year, worked in Wickiup when I was little. And when I was 8 years old, got a job managing a ranch in Congress and never left. We worked on three different ranches, and he retired from that and bought a house in Congress, and I still live in that house.
Wow. What were the name of the ranches that your dad managed?
The first one was Santa Maria, and then the other was the Barty Four, which I think now is called Tres Amigos or something like that. It's where all the Joshua trees are. Mm-hmm. Out on 93. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, we moved to where Jim Thompson now lives. Mr. Baird of Baird's Bread Company owned it at the time, and my dad worked for him and stayed there until Mr. Thompson bought it after I was out of college, actually. And then he retired because he was of retirement age, and Mom and Dad bought a house in Congress and moved there.
So did you go to school in Congress, or did you go to school in Wickenburg?
I went to school in Congress from third grade through sixth grade, and then in seventh grade they sent the seventh and eighth grade to Wickenburg. So I went to school in Wickenburg from seventh and eighth grade, then all the way through high school, and graduated from Wickenburg High School.
Okay. What year did you graduate from?
1971.
What kind of local activities did you and your family do in town? Did you guys come into Wickenburg for events or activities?
We did all of our shopping. We came in for Gold Rush days. When I was in high school, I was very active in GAA. I played basketball for a year. My mom and dad would bring us to all. They would bring us to the dances, or we would stay after school, but they would wait for us to go to the dances and to go to the basketball games or the football games. Mm-hmm. If they didn't want to go, my mom would bring a book and sit and read. But it was very important to them that we participate, mm-hmm. even though there was no activity bus at the time. So we did a lot of that. We did all of our shopping here and everything like that. So Wickenburg was the town that we came to for the most part for everything that we needed.
Did you guys go to church in town?
We never did, no. My mother was Catholic. My dad wasn't anything, so we never did come in to go to church. When I was on the ranches, like when I lived at Tres Amigos, my mom brought us to school 22 miles to Congress and went back home, and then came back 22 miles in the afternoon and went back home. They came back in to get us and went back home. So they drove 88 miles a day. And then when I went to 7th and 8th grade in high school, they also hauled us in, and we caught a bus to Wickenburg. But they did that 5 days a week.
Did you did your family members know any of the early Wickenburg pioneers?
My dad knew Ray Bybee real well because he used to shop at Ray's store. I went to school with Julie Brooks and Vern Chrisman and those, all of those kids. That Vern was in my class. Julie was a year younger than me. I knew a lot of the ones now that are considered old. They were kids when we were, when we were all kids. But Roy Moore, Kathy Moore, the Moore Ranch, we've known them our whole life because they were out there. Granthams, mm-hmm. Sherry Grantham and Tanner Grantham rode. One year we had a bus that took us out to trace them, we call it the Barty Four, and rode the bus with Tanner and Sherrick because they had the Date Creek Ranch at the time. So,
Who are some of the more memorable people that you've met in Wickenburg?
Oh, I guess some of my teachers. Mr. Arnett was one of my teachers.
High school
mm-hmm. geometry teacher. So I've known him a long, long time.
What makes him memorable?
He was my class sponsor, and I just have always known him. And even when I left and came back, he always knew me because I'd seen him at Safeway. Hi, Jackie. And even today, I saw him the other night, and it was like, hi, Jackie, how are you doing? So it's like, I don't know, I was what, 15, and I'm 63, so that's a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So how about the Hacienda River? Do you have any stories about exploring the river or watching it flood? Or
I've seen it go almost to the bridge twice. When I was, I guess, still in high school, a friend of mine, her father owned a garage where McDonald's is now, and I saw it come up and take half his garage. It was that high, you know, like 6 inches from the top a couple times, but it did. It took half of his, Mr. Fridley's garage. Basically, yeah, I didn't live in Wickenburg, but I happened to be in town and saw it twice. Pretty high.
So I know you grew up on ranches.
Yes.
What kind of, do you have any stories about ranch life?
It was just my two younger brothers and me. Our nearest neighbors were like 10 miles in either direction for the most part. We rode horses. In the summertime, we would goof around, ride horses. I remember one summer we put on a circus for my mom and dad because, you know, we did that. Mm-hmm. Daddy had sheep out on pasture. And when they left one year, a baby lamb was born and its mom died. So we raised it on a bottle. My brothers raised a calf one time. They had burros out there. My dad would catch wild burros and we tamed them and we would play with them and ride them. And you know, we had fun with them because we always had horses and, you know, cattle, never chickens. It wasn't, you know, we didn't do chickens. We had dogs and cats, of course, but we had the horses and the cattle and the burros and the sheep, and it was fun.
Good. What was your dad's name?
Jacob Oliver. Mm-hmm. And actually, my dad was born in Tempe, and his dad came here before Arizona was a state. My dad was born in 1914 in Tempe, but my grandpa came here before it was a state.
How about dude ranching? Were you guys involved in any of the dude ranching scene?
No, I just, you know, knew of the dude ranches, of course. I went to high school with Wendy Wellick. She was a year ahead of me, and they owned Flying E, of course. But, no, we didn't do much with the dude ranches.
How about mining? Do you guys have stories about mining?
Not a lot. My dad piddled with it. He would go out with friends and look for gold. And on the ranch, when we lived there, we would go out and the one ranch, I think, was like 55 sections. So it was huge. And Daddy had to go clear to the back, you know, to pump water for the cattle. And we would always look for arrowheads. That was our big thing, was looking for arrowheads. And didn't find too many, but Dad was, he mined, and especially after he retired, he piddled around with it in Congress a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Wickenburg has changed since you guys first came to the area?
Oh my gosh. Well, when I was growing up, we had no street lights, until after I graduated from high school, actually. Where Chaparral used to be was a Western Auto. Where Ranch Dressing is was a pharmacy. Johnson's Dry Goods was here when I was growing up. Ramuda is downtown used to be a grocery store, and then McKeever's bought it, and then McKeever's moved out to where Bash's is. I went to the old schoolhouse that burned in 7th and 8th grade. It burned while I was in college, I think. But I went to Garcia School. Okay. So that's where Bash's parking lot is.
That's where you went to 7th and 8th grade?
7th and 8th grade, in that building, yes. And the little red schoolhouse was our library. And we had to walk to the cafeteria at McLennan every day. And 8th graders were patrol people, and they would stop traffic with their poles and walk. We would walk across, and we just walked ourselves to McLennan School from, Garcia School every day for lunch, if we chose to go down for lunch. So, and at the high school, we had no cafeteria because this was the old high school where Hacienda Elementary School is now. We had no cafeteria, so they would bus us to McLennan, and then we'd walk back for our lunch. So, yeah, no lights. Kids went downtown to eat lunch all the time because we had no cafeteria, and so no lights. So you just went downtown. No McDonald's, no fast foods. So, yeah.
Any other changes? Significant change noticed?
Well, I remember when the post office was downtown. It was where the Rusty Rooster is, I think, now, across the parking lot from Ben's Salary. Mm-hmm. That used to be the post office. It was close to that. It was also a hair salon for a long time. And then they moved, everything started going west on the California Highway. They moved. Safeway was where Yellowfront used to be, where it's now going to be the new office for R&R, I believe, but it was a Safeway at one time, and then they moved it out of town. So things have moved west more so than staying downtown.
And do you think the changes that you've seen are for the better?
I don't know. I kind of miss the downtown. Bar 7 was always there. Ike's was always there because it was the Gold Nugget. There was a gas station on the corner where Circle K is now. And I don't know if it's for the better. It's bigger. I don't know. I kind of like the small, but then I grew up here, so.
Did you spend much time going to the movies here?
Only occasionally. We weren't big movie people, but every once in a while my dad would bring us in.
Special treat.
Special treat, yes.
So what do you think it is about Wickenburg that keeps you here?
Family. I went to school in Texas. I lived there for a while. My dad got sick, so I moved back here. Got a job teaching at the high school in Wickenburg. I was librarian at all three schools, then the high school. And
went to college in Texas?
Yes, I went to Baylor. And then I went back and worked in Dallas and got my master's in library science at Texas Women's University. So, and then my dad got sick, so I moved back. But both of my one brother lives in Congress, my other brother lives in Wickenburg, two nieces live in Wickenburg, and my nephew lives in Wickenburg. So my whole family is right here, yeah, with all my little 9 great-nephews.
So you said that you were a librarian at all three schools here in Wickenburg?
When I first moved back, Wickenburg High School did not have 450 students. And this was in 93, I think, or 94. And so the librarian went to all three schools and had library classes. And when we got 450 students and could have a full-time librarian, then I was at the high school, the librarian. For, I think, 12 years, I was librarian. And then I was ready for a change, but I didn't want to move, and I'm certified English. So I knew there was going to be an English position, and I asked the principal if I could teach English. And so he switched me to English, and then I finished teaching English, and it's not ELL, it's whatever they, I can't remember, it's whatever they called the students that came in that didn't speak English.
ESL, maybe?
ESL, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they had a teacher, Alondra Roller, and at that time, and I don't know if it's still true, students had to be in that class 4 periods a day. She had 2 classes, which was 8 periods, but she only taught 6. Mm-hmm. So Krista Herskowitz, who was the ELL director at the time, asked me if I would take the other 2 because I was doing English. And you had to be highly qualified English to do that position. So I did that. I took 1 or 2. I took 2 classes, and then eventually I ended up with 1. And I really enjoyed it. It was fun. The kids were great.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak Spanish?
No. No.
So what do you think is your favorite Mecklenburg memory?
Oh, I was trying to think of that today. I don't know. Graduating from high school. When I was in high school, I think my junior year, I think Wickenburg baseball team won state, and that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Mr. Kenrick was coach, I believe. He was the coach then, too. And I came back, and he was still the teacher at the high school. Mr. Doom was one of my favorite teachers. He still does golf, because he was right out of college at the time and taught business and taught me how to do my taxes, which I did forever. So I don't know. I'm a business and professional women organization, and with their support, I was state president. So that was pretty important. That was about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered?
Ooh, I don't know. I can't think of anything. It's a very supportive town. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think so. I think that's pretty much
so
it.
So you had very supportive parents.
I had very supportive parents. Yeah. Very supportive friends. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome.